The scripture lesson this morning from the Hebrew Bible is from 1 Samuel 7, verses 7 through 12, as translated in the Message. When the Philistines heard that Israel was meeting at Mizpah, the Philistine leaders went on the offensive. Israel got the report and became frightened. Philistines on the move again. They pleaded with Samuel, "Pray with all your might and don't let up. Pray to God, our God, to save us from the boot of the Philistines." Samuel took a young lamb not yet weaned and offered it whole as a whole burnt offering to God. He prayed fervently to God, interceding for Israel, and God answered. While Samuel was offering the sacrifice, the Philistines came within range to fight Israel. Just then, God thundered a huge thunderclap, exploding among the Philistines. They panicked, mass confusion, and ran helter-skelter from Israel. Israel poured out of Mizpah and gave chase, killing Philistines right and left, to a point just beyond Beth-Kar. Samuel took a single rock and set it upright between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, Stone of Help, saying, "This marks the place where God helped us." So ends the reading.
Our gospel passage this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 42 through 46. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that Jesus was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I bet most of us thought that Ebenezer was the first name of the main character in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. But maybe we didn't know where the word or the name came from. It's right here in 1 Samuel. Ebenezer literally means stone of help. And it's what Samuel used to not only mark the spot, but also create a memorial that would help people remember how God had come to their aid in a time of trouble. Now, of course, the Philistines were God's children too, and we don't condone war, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of things that we could get into with this scripture. But today we're going to focus just on that moment of recognizing when God has helped us through something really difficult. And we are all going through something really difficult right now. We were talking with our neighbors yesterday who had invited over Bill and Karen Albright for drinks. And they said, "Oh, let's all get together 6 feet apart, masks on, and we'll spend some time together." And so they send, Bill and Karen send their greetings, especially today on Regathering Sunday. And we were talking about how no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what your living situation is like or your working situation is like, this is a difficult time for everyone in different ways. It's hard for the folks who are living by themselves, and don't have somebody regular to interact with. It's hard for people who have little kids at home trying to work at the same time. It's hard for people who are working and worried about exposing themselves when they go into work. It's hard for people who are retired and are missing out on volunteer activities that mean a lot to them. I could go on and on the number of things that are stressful to us, the number of situations we might find ourselves in and feel that it's a difficult time and that we need God to show up. We've also been in this for many months now, and likely will be in some form of it for many months to come, right? That's sort of what we talked about with the church not having a date for reopening yet. We don't know what the future looks like. But since we've been in it for so many months, I think it's also a good time to model what Samuel did, to pause, to look back, and see where God has helped us thus far on the way. And to mark that moment in worship with these rocks, whether, you know, physically, literally, or sharing our stories about how God has been with us. So I'm going to tell one of those stories, but while I'm telling it, I want you to think of a time that God has helped you thus far on the way in these last, let's see, April, May, June, July, August, September, last 6 months. I had to stop and count it. It feels like a lot longer than that in a lot of ways, doesn't it? So think of a time when God has helped you so far on this way. And you can either, after I share a first opening story, you can either raise your hand and we'll take a few folks, as many as we have some time for, to share those stories out loud. Or you can type the lyric, or you can type your answer or your story, what you want to share, in the chat box. That's one of the good things about virtual worship, is that we can be conversing with each other and sharing with each other during worship. So feel free to contribute that way too. So the story that I want to share comes from a conversation, a phone conversation that I had with Charlene Belden yesterday. And she was, again, saying how much she wanted me to thank our congregation for all of your prayers. And as I said, you know, without going into too much detail, Stu had a pretty rough week. And there was a moment where things were not looking good. And then the next day they went into the hospital, knowing that they might be looking at a very different future from what they had expected. And the doctor came in and said, "Who do you know?" And Stu and Charlene just kind of looked at each other like, what do you mean? He said, "Who do you know that you got to pull some strings on this? Because I tell you what, that your numbers in just 24 hours have reversed in such a good direction that you're headed out of the woods on this. And I would not have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes." That's what the doctor said to them. And Charlene told me, she said, "I'm convinced that it was the power of group prayer, of all of us and people in lots of different congregations and friends and neighbors praying for Stu and praying for Charlene." And, you know, we've talked before about, do we pray to get what we want, or do we pray for the fortitude to get through difficult things, or do we pray for both? And what does it mean if God answers some prayers and not others? But the point of the story that I heard coming through Stu and Charlene's story was that this is the same thing that's reflected in many studies that have been done, that people who are really ill do better when there are people praying for them. We don't know if it's because that's literally God stepping in, or we don't know if that's because we can feel the support from others and that boosts our immune system somehow. It's a mystery that we don't understand how it works. That's what prayer is in general. But it really is something that makes a huge difference for those who are struggling. And I thought, as she was telling me this, I thought, man, Ebenezer, thus far, God has helped them on the way. And I bet you all have a lot of Ebenezer moments or stories like that from the last 6 months. So if you have one you'd like to share, raise your hand. It may be something that's sort of unexpected, like Jesus being the stone that the builders rejected, but that God chose to build something entirely new and beautiful. Or it may be something that is really obvious. But what stories do you have to share? You can raise your hand, or you can share in the chat. It'll take me a moment to click through to make sure I can see if there's any faces raising hands on our screens here. I see Carolyn and Marith too. So Carolyn, why don't you go ahead, and then we'll get Marith.
I believe he stepped into my life and helped me make the decision to get a cat again, because it's really helped me. and I really was against that, but it really has made a big difference for me to help somebody, this cat. I mean, she needed a home, and I'm glad I could share it, even though I have to clean that kitty litter. But anyway, it's worth it.
Thank you, Carolyn. That's the litter box is the worst part of a cat. But I remember you telling us during a digital prayer moment that it surprised you how helpful that had been, but that it really has boosted your outlook on life each day. So Ebenezer, thus far God has helped you. Let's see, I saw Merith and then I think Sharon too. Okay, go ahead, Merith. And you might need to just remember you got to unmute yourself after I unmute you too.
Okay. And as an aside, I have an ancestor named Ebenezer Parker.
Good.
So this is actually twice that I can recall God taking my twin brother through the same thing. A number of years ago, before you had come to PACC, Joey was diagnosed with pneumonia, very rapid onset, and it wasn't looking good. And I had just been told before I went into church that Sunday, and I asked for prayers. The next day, he was able to be released from the hospital. And recently, you all know that Joey was diagnosed with COVID and pneumonia. And again, I asked for prayers. And 3 days later, the doctor said, I think we need to send him back to his nursing home. He'll be happier there. He's ready to go back. So I know the prayer works. Yeah. And thank you.
Thank you. So Ebenezer, thus far, God has helped you on the way and helped him. Let's see, Sharon, and then I think I saw Margaret after that.
I wanted to thank everyone for continuing to pray for my brother, Jim. A week or so ago, we got the news that he had plateaued. He seemed discouraged. He wasn't making any progress. And then miraculously on Thursday, my nephew sent a video that two of his physical therapists had taken of him. They raised him to his feet. He hung onto a bar and he was taking steps all along the way. And we were just all moved to tears and enormously grateful for the patience and skill of these two women who were placing his feet in the right way, encouraging him, and the fact that he had a new lease on life. So he may get well enough to be able to go on to a more advanced rehab center. At least now, every day, he has something to look forward to, and so do we. So I think our prayers have been enormously helpful. Thank you, everybody.
Ebenezer, thus far, God has helped you on the way. Thanks for sharing, Sharon. All right, I saw Margaret. Yep. Okay, unmute yourself, Margaret, and go ahead and share.
My Ebenezer has been, when the pandemic started, to learn Zoom and have these wonderful services from Park Ave, your encouragement and the wonderful love of people from Park Ave. That's what brought me through to stay positive and to be grateful for whatever goes on. I have my extended family at Park Ave to lean on. That's my Ebenezer.
Thus far, God has helped you on the way.
Thanks. That's right.
Yeah. All right. I see one or two more. I just want to make sure I get through all the faces. Okay. Betty, and then I think, and Marianne typed one that if you want to share that, that'd be great. That'll be it for now. So we make sure we have time for communion too. Okay. Go ahead, Betty. Oh, unmute yourself, please.
Okay. I was going to say what Margaret said. This has been a rough year for Mike and me with the fire and then all this, and this has made it impossible to see our kids and their families. Thank God for Zoom. I can't imagine. And also through the internet, because I do know that I do need some therapeutic help with a therapist, and my doctor couldn't find one because no one's taking them, but I found a good therapist to help me through this. And it's all because of amazing technology, so.
Ebenezer, thus far, God has helped you on the way. Thanks for sharing, Bet. All right, I'm going to unmute you, Marianne. You can, if you would share.
Sure. I typed this. Yesterday was the first day that Damon or I could remember, and the kids too, where none of us was at each other at all the whole day long, which, oh my goodness, like a real gift. And we don't think it's any coincidence that it was the day that we were getting all ready to host. Our two dear friends are getting married at City Hall tomorrow morning, and we were getting ready to host a little celebration on our porch for them. And so we put up these twinkly lights, and we rewrote the words to a song that we love in their honor. And we cooked a meal, and we got out our china, and we set our two tables 10 feet apart on our porch. And it's the first wedding that I think my kids will remember attending, and our friends came, and it was really special to them. You know, they said like, oh my goodness, we were just calling tomorrow our marriage day, our marrying day, because we felt like we needed to postpone our wedding, but you've given us a wedding. They toasted with the champagne flutes that Damon and I used at our wedding, and Linnea made these cupcakes that when you open them, they have these white sprinkles that fall out, so it looks like rice, and they took the two extras, and they're going to put them in their freezer and have them on their anniversary, and it felt so special to celebrate them that way, but it was this extraordinary gift to us, and it felt like, although this wedding ceremony is not, doesn't have a lot of the trappings that other wedding marriage celebrations have, it really felt like it had all the things that counted, and felt as much of a gift for the four of us in the day that we were able to prepare and celebrate together as it hopefully did for our friends.
Ebenezer. Hey. Yeah, thus far God has helped you on the way. Yeah. There's a couple more in the chat that I encourage you to read. Janet Forte mentioned that although things have been pretty traumatic and rocky for their family at the start of the pandemic, that now things are stable and they have hope to hold on to that. For the support of this church community in so many ways. Ebenezer, thanks, Janet. And Jim Williams put the joy in Allison and my journey for our wedding later this fall, not having family and friends with us later this fall while hoping to celebrate later in the future. So still having that joy, even when it doesn't look like what you might've expected. Ebenezer. And then for Mike Rich, yesterday picking up his Ebenezer stone and visiting in person with Park Avenue loved ones was the highlight of the COVID period. I tell you what, seeing you all in person, whether Peggy Kyle driving by and she stops and rolls down the window, or whether it's been at our Vesper services or at moments like this where we can see each other safely and small groups for a little while, has been what has carried me through as well, Ebenezer. So just so you know, we will continue to try to have moments like that throughout the year where we have a chance to see each other in person safely so that we can have that continue to carry us through. And before we transition to communion very, very quickly, I wanna also say thank you to the rest of the folks who helped paint these. I didn't have a full list earlier, but Marianne and Damon's family helped paint these, and Sarah Baldwin's family helped paint these and get these ready to go. Ella helped organize this, and Christine Rochon printed our bookmarks that Ella had designed. And so a big thank you to everyone who helped us get this. And again, if you would like one so that you can look at it and remember to think about the ways that God is helping you through this, we will come and deliver it to you, or you can come get it from the church. So just send us a message and we'll make that happen. For all of these things, these Ebenezers, we give thanks. Amen. Go now out into the world, out into your week, out into your life, carrying your Ebenezer with you. Being reminded each time you see a stone or a rock, as many as there are in the world, that is the infinitude of God's help for us. And that it is just a matter of opening our eyes and seeing it and naming it as Samuel does, so that we might continue to feel God's presence and rejoice for all the help that has come our way thus far. Go in peace.